This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
Thank you for joining us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is the Crestmen.
From the National Quartet Convention, I'll be speaking to gospel songwriter Lanny Wolfe on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
Yes, I have. New music by Fields of Grace.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Singing News magazine.
We recorded a concert by McCrae Dove and the Dove Brothers, and we have exclusive video on today's program.
And the archives?
From a few years ago at the Memphis Quartet Show, the Mark Trammell Quartet was on the big stage. Exclusive video on today's program.
There's a lot going on. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Southern Plainsmen have been inducted into the Gatesville, Texas Country Music Hall of Fame. The quartet received a proclamation from the governor of Texas and a key to the city. Joe Renshaw is the new first tenor for Joyful Sounds Quartet. Joe has experience in dance and theater in addition to singing for many years. The Frost have announced a new show in Branson. Southern Gospel Sundays with the Frost will also feature Clayton Watson on piano. Bill Gaither's Enlighten is a new branded channel on Sirius XM featuring stories and reflections from Bill and Gloria Gaither and inspirational gospel music on Sirius XM's Channel 65. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading Christian Voice Magazine. Take a look at their website at christianvoicemagazine.com, and you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been over to North Carolina, and we were very privileged to hear a concert by McCrae Dove and the Dove Brothers.
That's right, and this was one of their very first concerts. Before they sang, we had the opportunity to speak to them, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We're at New Center Baptist Church in Bladenboro, North Carolina. With me, McCrae Dove and the Dove Brothers, and we want to welcome all the guys to Gospel Music Today.
Well, thank you. This is my hometown. This is where I was born and raised. In fact, this church, I sang here when I was a kid, teenager, and now I'm singing here as daddy.
How did this group get to where it is today?
Well, I never pushed them to sing. I wanted them to, if they ever sang, to be their desire, and I wanted them to, you know, live a kid's life and school and play ball and all those things, and I didn't do much of that. Gospel music has pretty much been my whole life, and a lot of things I missed out on. But back in December, probably around the second week, right before Christmas break for school, they had just played basketball. In fact, Andrew and Matthew are starting basketball player. They played guard, and Dave's assistant coach. Anyway, we won. So Mama said, let's go eat. And so we went, and as we were waiting for the food, my baby boy just looked at me, and he said, Daddy, he said, how about me and you and David and Andrew learn some songs, and we'll sing them some in church. And that's how it began.
Still in high school, of course. Yes, what grade are you in?
I'm in the 11th grade.
Okay. When you were... First, even before you started singing with this group, who were your favorite groups?
I like listening to the Goss Brothers and the Statesmen and some of the Blackwood Brothers. Mm-hmm. I enjoy listening to them. They're my favorite groups to listen to. And also my dad's group, the Dove Brothers.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Good choice. What are your plans for after school?
I don't know yet. I've been thinking about probably going to do a pastoral degree at Southeastern, but I don't really know yet what God wants me to do, but I will figure out soon when he tells me.
Are you in school now?
I'm in college right now, okay, so I'm a junior in college. So.
Okay. What's your major?
I'm doing business and music, so.
All right. Well, that's a good combination.
Yeah, yeah, that'll help a lot.
Yeah. Let me ask you the same thing. When you were just getting interested in singing, who were the favorite groups?
Probably my top favorite would be the Hensons. I'm a big Kenny Henson fan. But just like Andrew and Matthew, Goss Brothers, we kind of found them about a year ago, and we kind of fell in love with them. So a lot of our sound is from that Goss Brother sound, and so they're probably one of our favorites. And again, I guess our dad, probably his group had to be one, but yeah, all but right. Henson's and Goss Brothers.
Yeah. How did you, now the Goss Brothers, I know were huge in their day, but you don't hear a whole lot about mm-hmm. them now. How did you find them?
Just YouTube and TikTok. We stumbled on over a page that had a lot of old, like, Blackwoods and Statesman clips, and we saw the Goss Brothers, and we started checking them out. We found an album or two online, and we just fell in love with the sound and the harmony. And so when we told him we wanted to sing, our songs that we chose were from the Goss Brother album.
Got you interested in getting up here on the stage with your family?
I've always seen my dad do it, and I like going to singings, and we go to NQC, like, kind of backstage, and you get to see the other side of it, more in the fan's perspective. And I just like how, you know, you sing in front of other people, and it's just something I felt like I really want to do. You just sing. I just like hearing the Goss Brothers, their harmonies, and I just like harmony song. And I like when we get up there and sing, and we just got harmonies, and it put it together, and it just sounds amazing.
We have a special guest in the audience tonight,
yes,
of course.
Sir.
You are a graduate of Ed O'Neill University.
That's right. Come here, Dave, right quick. Get a picture of that shirt. That look at her. Ed O'Neill, come on up here, Ed.
This is a new beginning. Mm-hmm. And I've seen many of them.
I can imagine.
But I had never had as good a time with a group as I have this boy right here.
Well, you know, you can work with these guys, and you don't have to worry about paying them. You don't
exactly.
have to worry about taking
That's
care
right
of the bus.
The other night, I enjoyed it.
That's great.
No.
How many? Do you know the exact number? How many graduates?
Been asked that many times. I don't. It's been over 90.
Really?
Over a period of a long time, but I don't remember.
How long did you have the Dixie Melody Boys on the road?
63 until I retired.
Yeah.
March of this year.
That's awesome. What was the year when you began?
Well, the group began in 61, and I was a member. And they had a bass singer that had to go a different way, and they called, I don't know if I'd come. I said part-time group, you know. I don't know if I'd come and sing bass, and I said, I really don't have time. I'm building houses and selling real estate, and it just takes all my time. And I said, but I tell you what I will do. I'll fill in for you until you find somebody.
Been filling in everything.
They never found nobody. But over a period of time, I bought it out, bought assets, and started my own thing.
Well, this has been great. We are really looking forward to tonight. This is the first real public appearance for this.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. And I'm thankful for New Center Baptist Church, and they have a lot of singers through here. They've had the best of the best here, and so we're going to do to see if we can do our best. So. Mm-hmm. Thank them.
It's going to be great. We've had a little sample already, and we're excited.
We are, too. Thank you
so
much.
Well, McCrae Dove and the Dove Brothers and legend Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh, Brother Noah. Build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes.
Now Noah went to all the people living in the town. He told them of a coming flood and that they truly drowned. The people laughed at Brother Noah and went their merry way. And then the rain started falling. Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey the Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark. Oh, yes. Now as the water started falling down from the sky, the people were all shocked, they could not believe their eyes. Now as the water started filling up that canyon floor, the people cried, help us, Noah!
God had shut the door.
Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey the Lord's command. Oh, Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land. Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, build
an ark before the rain started coming down on Brother Noah. Build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown, oh Brother Noah. Obey the Lord's command, oh Brother Noah, live to stand dry land, oh Brother Noah. A man of God, build him an ark, oh yes. Oh Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark, oh yes.
Started falling down from the sky.
Oh, yeah.
The people were all shocked, they could not believe their eyes. Now as the water started filling up that canyon floor, the people cried, help us, Noah!
God had shut the door.
Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh, Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown. Oh, Brother Noah, obey the Lord's command, oh Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land, oh Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark, oh yes.
Oh Brother Noah, build him an ark before the rain started coming down. Oh Brother Noah, build him an ark so that his wife and children would not drown, oh Brother Noah. Obey the Lord's command, oh Brother Noah, live to stay in dry land, oh Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark, oh yes. Oh Brother Noah, a man of God, build him an ark, oh yes.
Everybody had a great time that night. McCray and the kids did a great job. It was good to see Ed O'Neill. Yeah. We had a really nice time.
Yes, we did. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Chris Allman. Chris sings with Greater Vision. His birthday is April 13.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on this week's edition of Gospel Music Today. Right now, Gene has been listening to some new music.
We're at the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I'm here with two members of Fields of Grace. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Leslie and Neely, and Nate's home, but he's the third member of the group. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about a new CD.
Our newest CD is our first we've done with Les Butler, where we're on a Family Music Group label with him, and we were excited to finally get to do a project with him. The title of it is Remember. And we have our latest single, All Because of Mercy. It's a cover of a Casting Crowns song, and we've taken the bridge and put an old hymn in it at Calvary. Okay. So we really love it, and churches have really worshiped to that song.
Oh, that's excellent. And Les was just in with us a few minutes ago. He was singing your praises. Just I hope your ears were burning.
Oh, that's nice.
Neely, I understand that you wrote a couple of songs on this new CD. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I wrote two songs. First one's called Would You Go? And the other one's called Still Praying. I wrote one of them about a year ago, another one about 3 years ago, not really knowing how I was going to use them because I joined them about a year ago.
On the new CD, I'm going to ask each of you, what's your favorite song on the CD?
My favorite song is Remember, the title track. It's got a beautiful track, and it's a good reminder to me. It says, remember that the God that we serve is the only God that empties graves. And it's just a humbling reminder of who he is.
Mm-hmm. Neely?
Mine is probably one that I sing called Still Waters. And it's more of a bluegrassy kind of song, but it's a really fun song that we get to sing. And it's more about, you know, when troubles in life come by, we have a rock to stand on, and one day who's going to lead us by still waters. And all that peace.
Oh, I love that. I love both of your suggestions. Well, to both of you from Fields of Grace, thank you so much for telling us about this new CD. And we've just enjoyed having you on Gospel Music Today.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Chordsman Quartet will be at Emmanuel Nazarene Church in Rock Hill, South Carolina on May 18. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Cressmen started 40 years ago, traveling coast to coast, spreading the love of Jesus Christ in song. Many souls have been saved and blessed throughout the years. Names and faces have changed, but the message remains the same. The Cressmen now have new owners. Upon the retirement of Charlie Probst in December 2014, the quartet was purchased by Cecil McGee and George Coffey. Current members of the group are Kevin Rexrode, George Coffey, Ricky Hall, and Kevin Minnick. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thecressmen.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Lanny Wolfe. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We had the cameras at the National Quartet Convention in the On the Road studio. We spoke to gospel music songwriter Lanny Wolfe, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We're in the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention. If you've heard or sung songs like Greater Is He Than In Me, For God So Loved the World, and many other songs like that, you've sung songs written by our guest today, Lanny Wolfe. Lanny, welcome to Gospel Music
Thank
Today.
Thank you so much, Ken. Great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you with us. We want to talk about, we'll go back a little ways, the
sure.
Lanny Wolfe Trio and some of those things.
A few years back.
Yeah. But, in fact, let's do that first.
Okay.
What was the longest running lineup of the Lanny Wolfe Trio?
Well, we formed the Lanny Wolfe Trio in 1972, okay? Marita and Dave. Okay, Dave was a student, came from one of the northern states where they had a Bible college. So he had to fight, like, wait, you're supposed to go to this Bible college in Minnesota. So he came in. It just felt right to have Marita and Dave. So we started in 72, and both of those folks were in the group until about 1979. Yeah. So we did all those projects. Something in the Air, Come On Let's Praise Him, A Brand New Touch, Have a Nice Day with You. All those projects are what a lot of people think of as the original Lanny Wolfe Trio. Mm-hmm. Then past 79, we did Can't Stop the Music. Then we have like Lori Carruthers and Gail George. And then from there on out, we had all of these groups that were either Lanny Wolfe Trio or Lanny Wolfe Singers. But there's something very special about the original Lanny Wolfe Trio.
Doing mostly Lanny Wolfe songs, I would imagine.
Oh, more than mostly.
Okay.
Yeah, almost. I think of one song that we included, Gonna Rise Be With Jesus. One of my students wrote it, and I loved it so much that it snuck onto the project. But other than that, basically everything was Lanny Wolfe, or it's not going to get on, okay?
When we have composers, writers on the program, I'm always interested in what their method of writing is. You know, some people will go to their office at 9 o'clock every day, and this is when they're going to write songs. Some people will work with other writers, and they'll meet them and write songs. We were at the Daywind event this morning, and we heard you tell a story, and I saved this song, Surely the Presence of the Lord is in His Place. I didn't mention that at the beginning, because I want you to tell the story of how that song came to you.
So number one, I never go into the office at 9. Dottie Rambo had the same work ethic. It's like, you can't tell God to talk to you from 9 to 5. God says, excuse me, I'll talk to you when I want to talk to you. And so he usually talks to me at about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I keep, God, come on. You don't know what my schedule is. Come on, give me a break. He said, well, okay, if you don't want this, I'll call Bill Gaither. Okay, God. So it's like, I'm always very sensitive and open to when God wants to give me something. So as was this song that was just very special, you know, Surely the Presence of the Lord is in His Place. The trio was invited to sing at a church dedication. You smell the fresh paint, and here were all the government officials, the mayor of the city, all the church officials throughout the state, and the congregation was packed. So I'm waiting for them to call on the trio, and God just drops this in my head. Whoa. wait a minute, God, whoa. So I grabbed a pencil and I scribbled the lyrics on the program that they passed out for the day. So surely the pencil wasn't paid. I mean, actually, he just gave that to me right there. I didn't work at it. It wasn't. Now, what was that second line? Or wait a minute, that has to rhyme with the fourth. No, no, I didn't argue with God. So now I'm frustrated because it's so overwhelming what I'm feeling, because I was feeling the presence of God. And so I heard in my mind the tune. Da 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 da. And I heard, like, if I'm in E flat, some people won't get this. E flat to G minor 7 to an A flat minor 7. That's like, whoa, wait a minute. So wait a minute, God, what is that third chord? I couldn't figure out what it was because I wasn't used to playing an A flat minor 7, okay? Major 7, thank you. So I wanted to just get out of there. Could I go out here and just work off this third chord? Well, first of all, I can't leave because then they'll call on the trio. Where's Lanny Wolf, okay? And I thought, even if I could leave, is there a piano in the kitchen or a piano someplace? So anyway, I have to sit there just so frustrated. It's like, I'm hearing this sound in my head. And I didn't even know what to call it. So I thought, should I really do this? And, you know, God said, hey, look, just do it. Get in the boat, strap in, you know, we'll be fine. You won't drown, okay? So I get out there and I teach it to Dave and Marita. I said, okay, God just gave me a new course, so I'm going to teach it to Marita and Dave and teach it to the congregation, teach it to the musicians, which is risky because, number one, I'm not on the piano. You know, and so that was like July of 1976. So in the last 50 years, it's just so amazing how this song has found its way into the hearts of the body of Christ. And it's been sung at church dedications, beyond that, funerals, baby dedications, weddings.
It has to be a thrill for a songwriter when you hear your song on the radio, see your song in the top 20 chart. Do you remember?
Or number one.
Yeah, number one, even better. Do you remember the first time you saw one of your songs in a church in a hymn book?
Well, actually, in the church I grew up in, the United Pentecostal Church, they had a hymnal, and it had, Except for God's Grace. You don't even know that. We didn't record it. Mm-hmm. It ended up in their hymnal, you know. And so then the United Methodist hymnal has Surely the Presence.
Yeah.
And I sit there on page 239. Oh, my word. That's my song. But people think Fanny Crosby, Lanny Wolf, Fanny Lanny. Oh, she's dead. He must be dead. I'm not dead yet. Come on, give me a grip.
Yeah.
No, it's very gratifying. And to think that I started out in architectural engineering, to think that God would have allowed me the opportunity to come back around and after 2 degrees in business, to do 2 degrees in music and honorary doctorate. So 5 degrees, 15 years, 800 songs later, 14 musicals. It's just so gratifying to think that God has allowed me the opportunity to write songs that live within the hearts of people and will live long after I've passed. It's just a great feeling, a great worth of giving my life purpose, yeah, more than building. Mm,
exactly. Well, Lanny Wolf, it's been great to meet you, and we're very glad you could be with us on Gospel Music today.
It's been a pleasure. I enjoyed it so much.
In this month's Singing News Magazine, the cover story is about the Down East Boys, and it's called What's the Why? And it's a deep dive into the individual purposes of the men who sing about love worth dying for. You can find a link to Singing News Magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
You're watching Gospel Music Today, Southern Gospel News, guests, and exclusive concert video. The best music in the world. Join Ken and Gene Grady every week right here on Gospel Music Today.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The National Quartet Convention is September 22 through 28 at the LeConte Center in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Mark Trammell Quartet. It is now time for the archives.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras at the Memphis Quartet Show. This is from a couple of years ago. The Mark Trammell Quartet was on the big stage, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today.
And the poor get together with the Lord. Get together with the Lord. Oh, well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord. Now, when they all
praise God,
get together,
hallelujah,
when they all. The tall and the small get together with the Lord. Get together with the Lord. Well, now the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger when they all get together with the Lord. Well, when they all get together. And we're all the same, they say. We'll see our many friends and our loved ones on that day. We'll all be so happy when St. Peter says his way. Then we'll sing, sing, oh.
From the Memphis Quartet Show, we always look forward to hearing the Mark Trammell Quartet. They are one of the best ones out there. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And to all of our TV viewers and our radio listeners out there, we thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us, and we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Oh, Brother Noah, a man of God, built him an ark.
This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
We are glad you could be with us this week on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
From Branson, Missouri, it's Abundance Quartet.
From the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention, I'll be speaking to the Williamsons on today's program, plus a special surprise with the Williamsons also. And you've been listening to some new music.
I have a new CD by a group called One Life.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Christian Voice magazine.
From Stanley, North Carolina, we heard Carolina the Band, and we have exclusive video on today's program.
And what about those archives?
From quite a few years ago at the Assembly in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Jeff and Sherry Easter on today's program.
That was a full night. Let's get this show started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Gold City has appointed Lori Wise as their in-house booking agent. All Gold City dates will be booked exclusively through Lori. The Smoky Mountain Jubilee and the Southern Gospel Music Association recently honored the Joy Heirs in recognition of their years on the road. The Irwins were special guests on WSM Radio's Coffee Country and Cody National Morning Show. They shared a live acoustic performance of Still Telling My Story. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading Christian Voice Magazine. Take a look at their website at christianvoicemagazine.com, and you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been over to Stanley, North Carolina to the Lowesville Gospel Concerts, and our friends from Carolina, the band, were there. I believe we have a clip.
We do.
Listen as Scott sings it for you. The words of Jesus set to music. Listen to this challenge.
I guess he's a good man. His record is clean. 24/7, he never stops chasing his dreams. Nothing is missed, every wish on his list, no matter how much, still it's never enough. Tell me, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and still lose his soul? All the money, the houses and lands, won't mean a thing when it's his time to go. Did we shine with the light? Show them the Christ, 'cause love is the one truth that stands. If we build on the sand, tell me, what does it profit a man? Now he made a promise. Carol, he kept it to himself. Before it was over, he'd have more than anyone. But the day that he died, he was empty inside. Tell me, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and still lose his soul? All the money and houses and lands won't mean a thing when it's his time. Shine with the light. Did we show them the Christ? 'Cause love is the one truth that stands. If we build on the sand, tell me, what does it profit a man? You see, the one truth that stands. If we build on the sand, tell me, what does it profit a man?
That's right.
That is a great long-running concert series, the Lowesville Gospel Concerts in Stanley, North Carolina. Always a great program, and we always look forward to hearing Carolina, the band.
That's right. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Josh Garner. Josh sings with the Chuck Wagon Gang. His birthday is April 30th.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have much more coming up on this week's edition of Gospel Music Today. Right now, Gene has been listening to some new music.
We're at the National Quartet Convention in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and I'm here with a group called One Life from Kentucky. Welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Thanks for having us.
And congratulations to you because you all won the showcase this morning, the first day of the NQC. And in about an hour, you're going to be on the main stage. So not just a little excited, right?
A little bit, yeah.
A little nervous.
That's okay. And this is Adam Forsyth, Megan Forsyth, and Tish Crouch. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, we are certainly glad to have you here and talk to us a little bit about a new CD, which is called What the Blood Does. So, Adam, tell us a little bit about why you selected that as a title.
Well, we got pitched some songs from great writers out there, and What the Blood Does was one of the songs that was pitched to us, and we fell in love with that one. That one was actually our first single that we released, so we knew as soon as we heard it, we're going to base the whole CD around that, so it was only fitting that that be the title of the CD.
And the producer of the CD is?
I produced the vocals, and Matthew Lawson, one of the writers of several songs on there, produced all the music.
Oh, okay, great. So if I were to go around Megan and ask you what your favorite song is on the CD, what would that be?
I believe mine would be Go Against the Grain.
Why?
Because I think it's very important in the day and age that we live in that we don't conform to the world, but do what the Bible says to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, you know, and to have the mind of Christ. We're a very ministry-oriented group, and we love to let the Lord just have His way, and sometimes He messes up our whole entire program, but that's okay.
Yeah.
we just love to see Him move.
Tish, what about you?
I think my favorite one is actually the one that we're doing tonight that's on the CD on a day like this.
Okay.
I think, well, number one, it's fun for us all to sing. It's kind of fast and it's catchy and we all get to, you know. But it also just reminds people that no matter what your day is like, God's still good. Even on days that we think this is the worst day, God is still God and He's still good.
That's right.
Adam, what about you?
I had one in mind until she said that.
That usually happens.
I'm going to agree with her on that. And I tell you, we almost didn't get that song. Again, Matthew Lawson wrote it, and I think he wanted to keep it to himself, but he let us have it, thankfully. And I was so happy to hear that because that was, I knew that was my favorite song on the album. So I'm glad he let us do it.
Well, to all the members of One Life, thank you for being with us tonight on Gospel Music Today.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll just be excited with you in about an hour as you get to sing on the main stage.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Gospel Music Fanfare, May 9, 10, and 11 at the Fayette Civic Center in Fayette, Alabama. If you're looking for a concert near you, check out the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Abundance Quartet from Branson, Missouri was formed in July of 2013. The current members are Jim Ellis, Alan Pohlmeier, Michael Sproles, and Jamie Layton. These four men have come together with the purpose of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ through song. Along with their unbelievable talent, Abundance Quartet is full of fun and laughter. They are four men that love performing and are looking forward to filling your hearts with the joys of Southern gospel music. You can find out more about this week's feature group at AbundanceQuartet.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with the Williamsons. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras at the National Quartet Convention. We spoke to our friends from Oklahoma, the Williamsons, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We're in the On the Road studio at the National Quartet Convention with me, the Williamsons, and we want to welcome all the Williamsons to Gospel Music Today.
Thank you, Brother Ken.
It's always great to see you guys. We want to talk about the current CD, but first we want to congratulate Donnie and Lisa, 20th anniversary.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And just a few weeks ago, Darren.
Yeah, Callie and I's 15 years.
15 years. That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Everybody. Okay. We'll get to the new CD in just a second. I want to ask Donnie about your connection now to Les Butler's Real Southern Gospel. Mm-hmm. You're doing a lot. We talked to Les when this was just a glimmer in his mind, mm-hmm. and it's grown into something really pretty big.
It really is, and his whole concept of this branding company is to try to reach out to what he called the disenfranchised gospel music fans. You know, gospel music, Southern gospel, just like every other type of music, it changes. And it's in fact, we had lunch with Steve Weatherford not long ago, and he talked about a interview his mother had one time, and they asked her, Mrs. Weatherford, how do you feel about the changes in Christian music? She said, which time? So that's kind of what we're into now. But what he's trying to promote is the more traditional sounds of Southern gospel music, like we grew up with, and probably me more than these guys. But and that's what the real means. And you know, the real sometimes have been misunderstood, because it's certainly not saying that the more progressive groups are not real, because they are, and they're touching an audience that we may never reach. But he's trying to really promote the traditional Southern gospel music, mm-hmm. and doing a great job with it.
Yeah, one of our favorite writers, of course, is with us today. It's Lisa Williamson. How many Lisa Williamson songs are on that current CD?
5, believe it or not. Of course, I mean, when you have 14 songs on a project, you get more songs on, you know.
It's not near as impressive, is it?
I know, yeah. Five songs, though. I'm proud of them.
5's pretty good. And
14's
a big CD.
It is. Yeah.
Well, what happened there, Brother Ken, is we started making that during COVID. If you just mentioned Les Butler, he's our producer, and he got a very serious case of COVID. I mean, to the point that we thought he was going to die. We thought we were going to lose him. So that postponed us finishing our CD for several months. And then we had some other technical issues as time went on. So we were, almost 2 years, I guess?
A long time.
We were a year and a half, right between a year and a half, 2 years.
Well, it came out in February of 22. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And during that time, Lisa kept writing some great songs. We had some more great songs sent to us. Sadie threw a few things in. Oh, I really want to do this one. So, you know, so where do you stop? And we finally cut it off at 14 and could have done another 2 or 3.
We could have.
Yeah. Now, is Les involved with the song selection process, or you guys do that mainly?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's involved, but he plays a lesser role, I think, by his choice. In other words, he doesn't say, okay, here's the 10 songs we're going to record. And I understand it's the way a lot of producers do it in record companies, but he's never been that way with us.
Yeah. Let me ask Lisa then, if it's not a Lisa Williamson song, what are you looking for?
Songs with some meat to them, and that's one way to say it. You know, songs that have a strong message, you know, and that fit us vocally as well. That's important. I mean, we can't sing a lot of the, we could probably do whatever, I mean, because we've got enough vocals here to do whatever song somebody threw at us, but there are songs that just fit us. I mean, for example, Kyla Rowland's song that we recorded on that, Out of Harm's Way, sounds like a Williamson song, you know? And so it's just kind of finding those songs that really fit us, and I feel like we did that. I really do.
Yeah. What's your favorite song in a Williamson's concert?
I really love singing Shout. It was, I mean, of course it's significant to us because it was our first number one. That's very special to us. But it always seems to go over well, and I love seeing when, I just love seeing the people smiling. It always goes over well in concerts.
Let me ask Bo that same thing. What song do you look forward to?
Well, it's a Lisa song, actually. There's a song called You Made the Mountain. And you know, it's a song that has meat to it, because it comes from the perspective of God allows us to climb the mountains of life, because going through those things strengthens our faith. Mm-hmm. So it's not a song of, oh God, you know, you can move this mountain. You know, this is, you know, it's saying this has a purpose in my life. And so whatever that purpose is, you know, it can only be accomplished by him giving us the strength to climb whatever mountain we have.
Yeah. Darren, how long have you been on the road with the Williamsons?
This is my 18th year.
Did you sing professionally at all before that?
Well, I'm still not really singing. Don't cut that out. No, not really. I mean, sang with it really and truly about a year before I went with them. Pretty much when I started. So yeah. it wasn't a 5-year period before. So.
Yeah. At what point, as you grew up, did you know this is what you wanted to do?
Probably 13 or 14.
Yeah.
I kind of got a little glimpse of it, and then.
And what made you 14, think 15. That? What got you into it?
Well, it's a stupid story, Mr. Ken. But my brother listened to Elvis a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just, you know, working on stuff, he'd have Elvis. And we had, you know, different genres and everything, but he'd pop up, and there was this guy at the end of a song that did this dive bomb with a low voice. And that was cool, you know? And I was 13, kind of going, ooh. And my brother had a little cassette player in his table, kind of a mixtape deal, and then I heard him pop a Mau Mau. I was like, that's it, we got it. And then, of course, I heard Tim Riley, and that's when it all started.
Well, those are some good influences. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, we have found that people who have no idea what Southern gospel music is will recognize it if we say, have you ever heard Elvis's gospel music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then we say, this is what Elvis loves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's right. Not a stupid story at all.
That's a good one.
It's a good story.
It's pretty neat. Kind of weird how that kind of all transpired. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always great to see the Williamsons. Seems like we've known you for all our lives, and we always look forward to seeing you. Thank you for being with us on Gospel Music today.
Thank you for having us.
The Williamsons recently sent us a video.
Yes, they did. They produced this themselves. Sadie Williamson did most of the work. She did a great job. And Lisa told me this was inspired by their favorite gospel quartet, the Monkees. You'll understand that in just a minute. The Williamsons are up next on Gospel Music Today.
For me to climb. Oh Lord, you made
In this month's edition of Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is about the cups, and it's called Heartfelt and Anointed. Other articles this month are about Drayden Gordon and the group New Ground. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com. We have a new music video this week.
We do. This is from our friends High Road, Day Wind recording artists. The song is When I Lift Up My Head. Sarah Davison and High Road up next on Gospel Music Today.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Jeff and Sherry Easter. It is now time for the archives.
This is from 2014 in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. We heard Jeff and Sherry Easter, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
There was a big Ferris wheel at the Grant County Fair, and Johnny dared her to ride it.
They went around and around and got stuck on the top. I'll be caked and binded. Way by the trees and the carnival lights, he kissed her for the very first time that night.
And they were sitting on top of the world with their feet hanging on. Yeah, they were sitting on top of the world with their feet hanging on.
One day they were down by the lake on the dock with their toes in the water. The sky was red and orange. Kate leaned back in his arms thinking it don't get no better.
Johnny reached in his pocket and he pulled out that ring.
She said yes before he said a thing.
And they were sitting on top of the world with their feet hanging on. Yeah, they were sitting on top of the world with their feet hanging on.
For 18 years, they raised two kids, loving them, watching them grow.
Johnny retired and he bought an RV and headed on down the road. And they were sitting on top of the world with their feet.
feet hanging on. Yeah, they were sitting on top of the world with their feet hanging on. Yeah. Johnny fell asleep one night and his eyes never opened.
Kate went on with life for a while, but her heart had been broken.
They laid her to rest next to Johnny last spring.
And the preacher said, now forever they'll be sitting on top of the world with their feet hanging on.
I bet they're sitting on top of the world with their feet hanging on. I know they're sitting on top. Sitting on top of the world with their feet hanging on.
There was a big Ferris wheel at the Grant County Fair, and Johnny Dennard to ride it.
They went round and around and got stuck on the top of the feet hanging on.
One day they were down by the lake on the dock with their toes in the water. Sky.
Jeff and Sherry always do a great job. We always look forward to seeing them. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And it's time to get those lawn chairs out and dust some off, because there are a lot of outdoor concerts coming up this summer and fall, and you won't want to miss them. And we'll see all of you next week on Gospel Music Today.
You've been listening to Gospel Music Today with Ken and Gene Grady for the week of April the 21st and April the 28th here on House C Production Gospel, located at 231 6th Avenue, down south in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. Ken and Gene Grady, Gospel Music Television. We see you next time. God bless you. Take care now. On behalf of all of us, we thank Ken and Gene Grady of Gospel Music Today. Take care now. God bless you.